Reza, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you, James. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. I guess we should start off with a pretty basic question. So what are the key findings from this mission report?
Look, the key findings are really, the first thing it's worth highlighting that the Mission Australia report really looked at the urgency surrounding this particular problem, that sort of growing problem, and because of our ageing population, it's really going to get worse. The key findings really are the need for the provision of more affordable housing that's appropriate for people as they age. Also, the review of appropriate levels of social security payments, particularly for those people that are still in the private rental market. We know that the rental market, particularly in Sydney, is just getting more and more expensive for people. Also, there's a need to respond for the needs of particular groups that are at a disadvantage. And we also need adequately funded support services for those people that are suffering homelessness and also people that are at risk of homelessness.
You talk about risks there. Why is it that older Australians are the most at risk?
Well, homelessness, there are certain factors that cause homelessness across the board. So, for instance, mental health issues, substance abuse, and, of course, poverty. But as we age, there are particular factors that become more prevalent. For instance, discrimination towards the aged population. So, for instance, if you're looking for rental accommodation, you might find that you might not be preferred over someone that is a lot younger and has permanent employment. There's changes in financial circumstances. Some of those are not anticipated. And there's also increased needs and changing needs as we get older. So there's all these particular factors really put people at a disadvantage if there's not appropriate housing for their particular needs.
So what is the current problem with social housing, I guess?
Well, one of the main problems with social housing is that there's a chronic lack of it, and a lack of it that's appropriate for an ageing population. So social housing really is put in place for people on low incomes. If there's not enough to meet the demand, or if people are able to get into social housing, it's often not appropriate for people's particular needs as they age. For instance, sometimes some forms of social housing aren't well maintained. So, for instance, if you're living on the something other than the ground floor and the lift is no longer working, you've got no way of getting to your particular apartment. So all these particular factors can be problematic for older people, and there might be particular physical needs or cognitive changes that need to be helped in their housing environment.
You did bring up the topic of abuse before. So I guess what is elder abuse?
Well, elder abuse is, there's no universal definition of elder abuse. We usually look towards the World Health Organization for a definition of elder abuse, which is a single or repeated act or lack of appropriate action occurring in a relationship where there's an expectation of trust, which can cause harm or distress to an older person. Now, older people are subject to many different forms of abuse. The Australian Law Reform Commission released a report this year addressing elder abuse, and one of the most prevalent forms of abuse is financial abuse. This can have devastating consequences for older people because they don't have the resources or often don't have the resources to be able to address this sort of financial abuse. Unfortunately, this can happen quite often within families. One of the main areas of abuse that we've found is that people that have entered into family accommodation arrangements whereby an older person transfers their asset, usually to an adult child, whether it be money or title in their home, in exchange for a promise to be looked after in their elderly years, and that relationship breaks down and the older person is left with nothing. So that in itself is a form of financial abuse.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely see how financial abuse can really affect older people because they're usually relying on their retirement income or a pension. They don't really have any other external factors to help lift them out of the troubles that they get into.
Exactly, because often people are out of the workforce and unable to re-enter the workforce. And I think as people age, they're often very reliant on their families. And if the families are the particular people that are inflicting the abuse, there's often nowhere to go, and it can be devastating. And this sort of financial abuse can have a detrimental effect on people's health as well.
Exactly right. How can we reduce the number of homeless among the older Australian population?
Well, I think this loops back, if you like, to the reasons for homelessness initially. Now, remember that often when we think of homeless people, we think of people sleeping rough, but that's not often the case. They can be quite hidden. It can be people that are living, staying at friends' places or living in caravan parks or don't have some sort of security of tenure. So we need to look at the financial situation of these people and why they can't get appropriate accommodation. And we also need to look at the particular needs of people as they age. Sometimes people, they're perfectly capable, but it's purely because of their age that they cannot find appropriate housing and affordable housing.
What is it exactly that the government would be able to do to prevent the percentage of older Australians going into homelessness rising?
Well, again, I think it's there needs to be quite a substantial amount of research done as to what the needs of particular people are. We need to look at people that are not only in private renting, but people in public housing, and really be looking at the provision of affordable housing for those people.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Teresa, for joining us and telling us about the Mission Australia report.
No problem. Thank you very much.